October 24, the Bible rules for giving. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. Deuteronomy 16:17. A beautiful illustration of that spirit of love and self-sacrifice which the grace of Christ implants in the heart is given in the experience of the Macedonian Christians. The Apostle Paul writes of them, in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God. 2 Corinthians 8:2-5. And wherever the Spirit of Christ abides, the same fruits will be manifested. In the Bible system of tithes and offerings, the amounts paid by different persons will of course vary greatly, since they are proportioned to the income. With the poor man, the tithe will be a comparatively small sum, and his gifts will be according to his ability. But it is not the greatness of the gift that makes the offering acceptable to God. It is the purpose of the heart, the spirit of gratitude and love that it expresses. Let not the poor feel that their gifts are so small as to be unworthy of notice. Let them give according to their ability, feeling that they are servants of God and that he will accept their offering. The one to whom God has entrusted a large capital will not, if he loves and fears God, find it a burden to meet the demands of an enlightened conscience according to the claims of God. The rich will be tempted to indulge in selfishness and avarice and to withhold from the Lord his own. But he who is true to God will, when tempted, answer Satan, "It is written, will a man rob God?" Those who keep eternal realities in view, who love the Lord with all the heart, the soul, and strength, and their neighbors themselves, will conscientiously do their whole duty, as if the curtain were rolled back and they could see that they were working in view of the heavenly universe. All who possess the Spirit of Christ will with cheerful alacrity press their gifts into the Lord's treasury.